Those on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio.
Radio. About to commence.
Yeah, good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. I'm Carl and Linda Bott. 7:05, January the 4th, 2012. Our phone lines here are 530-605-4567. It is Talk Radio. And we're streaming live and chatting at KCNR 1460. Hey, look, just hop into, just go to our website and click on Show Running. And as soon as you'll see that, you'll be having an ability to join the chat pack. Now, it's very difficult to join the chat pack. Not everybody can join. What you have to do is just type in a name. Doesn't have to be yours. Can be. And then hit join. There you go. There you're part of it right now. Anyway.
Is that your cynical way of saying welcome?
Welcome. Welcome to the show. It's easy to do. And now we're also, for the people that can't get enough of us, and there's probably one or two, maybe, well, maybe your parents can't get enough of us. You can also see us if you go to, where do you go, Bob?
Livestream.com, LiveStream, then click the search channels box, type in Free Fire Radio, and you'll be taken to the page, treated to a brief commercial, and then off and running.
Yeah, so there.
Well, your friend Lori of Abalone Lori said that she was able to watch us on stream the other day. So, hi,
so
good morning.
Work. And I just joined the chat pack. Oh, Bad Bob, you doing okay today? You've got more. You've added two more computers in here. I'm starting to feel this tingling sensation.
The mission control.
Yeah,
yes.
Mission control. I mean, you know, I think we can. We're moving to the Mars here with all this.
You don't want to count the number of video screens in a radio station. That's for sure.
Yeah. Okay. All right. And but speaking of somebody who is very videogenic.
Videogenic.
You are videogenic.
There should be a song about that.
You're such a cutie.
Videogenic.
Here's Linda.
Good morning. Oh, sharing all the household chores, you know. I mean, this is what it happens. Literally. We have a home that was built in 1942 and, of course, has been many extensions since. The house was the original house. And so along with that, we have a boiler. And most people who come to look at the boiler have never seen one before, including people who have been working for 20 or 30 years on air conditioning, heating, and hot water heaters. Don't know what it is. So it's a big contraption, and obviously at one time it used to be a floor space heater too with pipes underneath the house. It's just, you know, so this is what is the hot water heater for anything on the kitchen side of the house. We have trouble. Carl, the night before, so funny. He was laying on his back three times trying to light the pilot light. It was going off. So the dishes are stacking and all, you know, the big deal. But anyway, so they came yesterday, our good old home shield.
Called the first plumber
on the list, and they were very good. They were very good. They came out and worked on the unit and replaced the wire, the coil, and it's still moody. So anyway,
the Indie guy wants to know if it's a trailer with an add-on our house. That's right, Indie guy. It's a trailer with an add-on.
It was a smaller home that has been added on. They added three different times. They added two.
Brought in six more trailers and two tents, and that's what I think the problem is. So, hey, we have the Wells Fargo Minute here. Then we can do the weather after that.
All right, let's do that.
Let's go to the Wells Fargo advisor, Josh Wiley, with the Market Minute. Josh, good morning.
Hey, good morning. Well, Wall Street's catching its breath after a strong start to 2012. Financials weighed on early trading with Bank of America and J.P. Morgan lower amid concerns European banks may need to raise more capital. Currently, the Dow's down 22 points at 12,375, while the NASDAQ's down 13 at 2,634, and the S&P 500's down 5 at 1,272. Oil's up 53 cents at $103.49 a barrel, while the 30-year Treasury's yielding 2.99%. Gold's up $8.70 this morning at $1,609, while silver's down 19 cents at $29.37 an ounce. Some of our most actively traded stocks this morning, UPS is up 7 cents at $74.24, Citigroup's down 63 cents at $27.68, while Cisco Systems is down 17 pennies at $18.47. Well, that's the market for now. This is Josh Wiley at the Reading office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey, Josh.
Josh, thank you very much. He's on every morning at 7:10, 8:10, 9:05. Oh, yeah, they're out there.
He sounds like he's been up. He's probably run a few laps.
At his Red Bull, and he's ready to go. Hey, they're out and on Park Marina Drive out there, the Wells Fargo Advisor Group.
Today, if you want to know what the National Service forecast is we are in a mostly sunny day today. Currently downtown, degree in 39 degrees, actually 40 degrees downtown, just flipped. And we are looking at a mostly sunny, again, with the temperatures reaching around 67. It's going to be a beautiful day, one of those great days to take a walk. Mostly cloudy tonight with the temperatures reaching around, the lows are going to get around 37. We're going to take a break. When we come back, just what do you think is going to be happening, the prediction for January 15th? We're going to cover that when we get back. And
miss a day, miss a lot.
We'll be right back.
It may take time to switch your auto insurance. The AARP Auto Insurance Program from The Hartford is now available through Siskiyou Insurance Services in Mount Shasta, Redding, and Burney. Call Siskiyou Insurance Service at 243-224-2345 for your free no-obligation quote. Learn more about special rates, benefits, and services designed especially for AARP members. Discover why more than 3 million AARP members are enjoying special benefits like lifetime renewability, a lifetime repair guarantee, even a 6-point claim guarantee. You can also choose extra benefits like disappearing deductible, all at rates that can save you money. Get this one-of-a-kind auto insurance program for AARP members and enjoy the benefits of a national program, but still be able to walk into a local office and talk to someone regarding your policy. Siskiyou Insurance Services, located in Redding, Mount Shasta, and Burney, 530-224-2345, and discover the AARP Auto Insurance Program from The Hartford.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to KCNR. We are so happy that you're here. Of course, Chad Packers and all the good stuff. Carl's going to get in his rant in just a moment, but before we do that, you got to get there. Before we go there, I wanted to share with you something that was in the headlines today. January 15th. I just don't know how people can really predict this, but maybe they can. And Bob, you know, you're really into science and stuff. So this is off the AP. Fragments of a failed Russian space probe are now expected to fall to Earth on January 15th. The unmanned Phobos ground probe was launched November 9th in what was supposed to have been a 2.5-year mission to the Mars moon of Phobos to take soil samples and fly them back to Earth, but became stuck on Earth's orbit, and attempts to send commands that could propel it toward the Mars moon were unsuccessful. So as the probe's orbit slowly deteriorated, space officials predicted it would come crashing down between late December and late February.
Yes, basically they know the trajectory, they know what it weighs, they know what it's going to, the amount of, you can kind of predict the amount of drag on it within limits, and as it gets closer and closer and slows down, they'll be able to come up with better predictions on where it's going to land. And a lot of these probes, especially long-range ones, have some nuclear material on board and a lot of very thick metal objects that will probably survive re-entry. So raise your umbrella.
Okay, says the day could still be affected by external factors and defense ministry troops. They're monitoring changes in the probe's orbit. Russian state news agencies quoted one of their experts. It seems the failed spacecraft weighs 14.6 tons. Most of that weight, about 12 tons, is highly toxic fuel. Experts have said that the fuel has frozen. Some could survive the plummet to Earth, but that is liquid. It will likely combust from the heat reentering the atmosphere. Well, not just a great way to start your day, because, you know, it's like, you know, space crud falling from the sky. I mean, it's just, I don't know, just kind of interesting.
You guys are old enough to remember the Skylab thing. Remember that? I mean, there was even a song about the Skylab coming down.
Well, the Russians have finally, you know, they've won the space race because, you know, the United States no longer launches rockets to put men into space, so we have to go over and pay our $15 million or whatever it is per astronaut to stick
what
up in the air.
What are Defense Ministry troops that are monitoring changes in the probe's orbit? I'm curious about that.
That could be a translation thing, would be my bet.
Okay.
Just members of the military.
Yeah. All right, that are watching for that stuff. Well, you know what? There's a lot of stuff going on in the news, and obviously, you know, Carl, you've got something there that's really near and dear to your heart.
The local man, a sailor from Anderson, was killed in Afghanistan on Monday. Day before yesterday, and you know with modern communications, and this was one of the things that we were facing over there. It's good and bad. You know, it's as late as in the early Desert Shield, Desert Storm, and after that into a couple of the places I was at in Somalia and a couple others. You got your mail via the mail. You know, the helicopter would come in or a plane would come in and drop off the mail, and all your mail would go out that way. One of the things that happened over in Iraq, in the global war on terror in Iraq and Afghanistan, is our men had email and they had telephones. I mean, literally, you know, they had phone banks everywhere. Some of them actually even had cell phones that could work in that type of atmosphere. It was few and far between on that. But they had a lot of phone banks, they had email. And the good thing was that they could talk to their loved ones all the time. They could talk to them before you go out on patrol. They could talk to them when they come back, all of these. That was the good thing. The bad thing was they could talk to their families and their friends all the time. And so instead of having their head in the game sometimes, it was like mom had just complained, their wife had just complained about the plumbing and all that, blah, blah, blah. Well, you know, then you had to get their heads back in the game and about what's going on. So it was a two-edged sword there. The good thing about it was happened when Chad Riglin was able to talk to us, just talk to his family shortly before he went out on patrol. And he was killed on patrol by an IED. And so it appears that they were sifting through some debris when it happened. And our hearts and our prayers go out to the family of Chad Riglin from Anderson. Now, his parents are Shireen and Scott Riglin, and they were notified of his death shortly after 2 p.m. I can't say enough about the men and women. And, you know, we forget this, and we try to talk about it, and we try to remind people that every day our sons and daughters and brothers and sisters are out on the line, and they're putting their lives on the line. They're the ones that are standing on the wall. We have this Christmas. We take a time to take a step back and think about our veterans. Think about those deployed warriors that are there, that are fighting and dying. And we pulled out of Iraq. Iraq's over. But we still have a lot of troops, a lot of our sons and daughters of America there. I want you to take 30 seconds today or a minute and think about these men and women who are far away in a harsh place doing hard work. And not all of them are going to come home. And when they do come home, they must be honored. KCNR 1460.
The degree to which we enjoy good health, vitality, and freedom from pain and suffering is directly related to the level of responsibility we're willing to assume for our bodies and our lives. Hi, I'm Nancy Sutton Pierce, host of the Conscious Living Show every Saturday, KCNR1460.com. My show is about helping you uncover your authentic self, discussing health, laughter, love, truth, sex, and so much more. We awaken to who we really are and why we're here, then life improves. Bon Jovi says, I'm going to live while I'm alive. Are you? Tune in every Saturday, 11 to noon, KCNR 1460, streaming live, KCNR1460.com. My website, ConsciousLivingYoga.com, will give you more information. The Conscious Living Show is proudly sponsored by Orchard Nutrition Center, Gorilla Bites, and Fields Jewelers.
Have you been thinking about installing a solar power system for your home or office? Maybe you looked into solar power a couple of years ago and thought it was way too expensive. Hi, I'm Dennis Patterson with West Coast Sustainables, and I have great news. The cost of a solar power system has dropped dramatically in the last 2 years, and the federal tax credits have increased to 30% of the cost of a system. Now is a great time to give solar a closer look. The news is full of warnings about the cost of energy going up soon, and the best way to keep your cost of energy cheap and stable is installing solar power. If you talk to us, we answer all of your questions, explain how solar works, and how it will affect your monthly bill. For a free in-home consultation, please give us a call, 524-9652, or email Dennis at westcoastsustainables.com.
At North Valley Bank, we're making home ownership easier than ever with more lenders and more home loan options. In addition to conventional fixed and adjustable rate mortgages, we now offer VA, USDA, FHA, HomePath, and jumbo loans. And now we're giving you the chance to win one of three $1,000 home improvement gift cards. Any residential mortgage loan funded between June 1 and December 31, 2011 will be automatically entered to win. Just go to NOVB.com and visit our online real estate loan center or any of our convenient locations to complete your pre-approval application. Don't miss out. Apply today, online, in person, or call 530-226-2930. More choices, more service. No purchase or account necessary to enter or win. Must be 18 years of age or older to enter. Need not be present to win. See official contest rules for more details. Offer ends December 31, 2011. North Valley Bank, Equal Housing Lender.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
Yeah. Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio at KCNR 1460. It's 7:23 in the morning. It's January the 4th. Whoa.
I'm going to hit tobacco and brew today. I'm going to go over to tobacco and brew after the show. I'm going to get some coffee. I'm going to see what their newest blend is. I know that they are, we're talking about Tobacco and Brew and Hilltop Drive, the walk-in humidor, and the Tobacco and Brew, Espresso Joe's cuties. They're just, wonderful girls there. And, Tobacco Brew, if you're looking for a gazillion ways to get coffee or buy your coffee beans, that's really the best deal in town. And I know we need coffee, so we're going to head over there. Hey, I just walked in. I do have.
Why don't you hold those?
Okay.
But I have some tickets to give away.
If you're looking online.
Hey, by the way, Fargy, our thoughts, and Fargy's in our chat room, and he says his boy. He's with the 2nd Battalion, 3rd Marines. He's shipping out to Afghanistan in March. Hey, our hopes and prayers with him. He'll be fine, Fargy. He'll be fine. He's surrounded by Marines. We can't get any safer than that. Okay. I'm going to give away. Okay. Shasta County Throwdown. We're talking mixed martial arts. It's going to be this Saturday, 7th January, 6 to 9 p.m. I've got tickets for it. I've got general admission tickets for the Shasta County Throwdown. I'm going to give away four of them so you can take yourself
your friends.
Your kids.
And this is going to be a, you know, it's going to be the fight.
This is when you fight.
This is elbows and
like
knees.
It's kind of like Bruce Lee fighting.
It's kind of like on our honeymoon when you got in there and just elbows, knees, and all that. And so that. Yeah. We're giving the first caller gets four tickets to the Shasta County Throwdown. This is, you know what, Nate, one of our boys here. Navy guy is one of our producers on the weekend is putting together this fight, and it's going to be a success. It can only be like 300 tickets. He gave us four. These are general admission for the Shasta District Fairgrounds. And we have a winner. We have a winner already.
We have another caller. What do you think? Do we have a couple more?
You know what?
Let's just wait.
Hold on.
Who is
this?
Is this
another one?
Who's this? No, you weren't. However, hold on.
Okay, we're going to give that caller two.
All right.
And this
two
is
more
our
tickets.
Victoria.
Victoria. Oh! Okay, Victoria, you get two tickets to the Shasta County Throwdown.
Did she call for that?
Is that what you called for?
Yes.
Okay. All right. George, you won the first four, and we gave two to Victoria here. Okay. Hey, thanks a lot, guys. You know what? This is going to be a great fight. This is going to be good. There's going to be only like 300 people there, so you can get in close. Now, remember, bring that plastic.
Yeah, but you can get sweat on.
No, plastic. We put it up in front of you in case the blood.
I was going to say, you can get sweat on, teeth flying.
That's right. You know what? This is going to be, you know, I know it sounds funny, but this is going to be a great fight. And it come, you know, nobody has ever.
This is not a cage fight, right?
No, it's kind of like that. It's mixed martial arts.
Whoa.
I like watching
Bruce Lee movies.
We may have to save those last two for us. Okay. Anyway, George, you got four, and Victoria, you have two. All right, let's move on.
She gave me one of the best Yahoos I've ever heard.
Now, you want to talk about some fighting going on. Okay, you ready for some more fighting? Last night, the city of Shasta Lake said they're going to recall Dolores Lucero on April the 19th. That's what the story goes. That's when you're going to have the election. And Lucero is fighting back. She came out of the corner throwing high kicks and round kicks and elbows. She says, fine, I'm suing you. She's told him, you know, if you move forward, there's going to be action taken. What you did there with this recall election, some of the things you did were illegal. And plus the fact we're finding out a lot of other things. Dolores Lucero was going to be on our show. She's going to talk about what that was done that was illegal, the things that are going on in the city of Shasta Lake that need to be stopped. But the fight is on. Okay.
But I think we're going to hear more about that.
There's going to be a lot more anyway, but Dolores Lucero is getting her day in court. She doesn't seem to be getting it in the record searchlight. So she's coming on the radio. I imagine that's us because we believe in providing a voice to the people.
Absolutely. Also in the news today, homeowners insurance premiums are starting to rise after the tornadoes, hail winds, and lightning after it slammed U.S. United States, of course. Insurance companies' balance sheets are saying storms along the East Coast, tornadoes in the Southeast and Joplin, Missouri, and earthquakes in Japan and New Zealand have wreaked havoc on insurance companies. And so just be paying attention to that. The numbers aren't in yet, but renewals don't all happen at one time. So we're always trying to keep you informed here of what's going on, what could possibly happen here at KCNR.
That's right. 1460. Hey, and you know what, sweet pea? Sorry, did I cut you off? I'll just shut.
Go ahead.
No.
You've already started.
No.
Currently 40 degrees. If you're just tuning in, and of course we're going to have a mostly sunny today, our temperatures are going to reach around 67. What have you got on your mind? You're pointing
to the window.
Well,
John Dixon is going to be on at 7:30. And we're going to be talking about what happened at the Shasta County Board of Supervisors. It was a huge, huge decision made on the jail.
Wow. I'm sure you guys want to hear all about that. So stay tuned after Fox News here on KCNR 1460. What are you laughing about? From the
the Fox Business Network, the opening bell kicks today's session off with stocks slipping into negative territory. This as the Eurozone's debt crisis once again becomes a focus for investors. At 10 a.m. Eastern Time, the Dow is down 8 points. Automakers are reporting their December sales numbers today, and two of Detroit's big three are already out. Chrysler's posted a 37% jump from the same time last year. This marks the company's 21st straight month of year-over-year sales gains. And Ford's brand sales came in 17% higher versus last year. The gains for the automaker were driven higher by sales of its fuel-efficient cars, utilities, and trucks. And the announcement of a new chief executive doesn't seem to be helping Yahoo's stock today. PayPal's Scott Thompson will be taking Yahoo's corner office as of January 9th. At that time, interim CEO Tim Morse, who took over after Yahoo fired Carol Bartz in September, will resume his role as chief financial officer. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Sandra Smith.
I'm in a state of caffeination, got all my fingers shaking, must have been my large Americano, mochaccino, macchiato. Now the family's gone to bed, and that's my favorite time to get some tips on better rates. Cause my State Farm guy answers late, and even when it's not my agent, someone's standing by so patient. Getting coverage questions answered helps me to relax. Get to a better state, State Farm.
Casino is the only place in Northern California to offer MMA cage fighting. Are you ready for the battle on the river? MMA fights are back as Wind River Casino and Rogue Fights presents Battle on the River Cage Fights. Extreme mixed martial arts cage fighting at the Wind River Casino Event Center on Saturday, January 21st at 7:30. Doors open at 6:30. Bringing you another night of extreme fighting in Reading with local fighter Bill Whittler. It's in the cage. Full contact fighting, no limits. This event sells out. Get your tickets now. Up to 12 bouts of MMA in the cage on Saturday, January 21st. The event center will roar with the thrill of extreme cage fights that only Wind River Casino can bring you. Don't miss this event. Get your tickets now online or at the gift shop. Great entertainment is coming your way again in 2012 with the Battle on the River. Cage fights at Wind River Casino on January 21st, presented by Rogue Fights. For all the details on the Battle on the River, log on to windriver.com. Must be 21 to attend this extreme event. Check us out on Facebook. It's Better on the River. Better on the River.
Be sure to attend the Bridal Guide Wedding Show, Sunday, January 15th, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m., Simpson Event Center, Simpson University. Shasta View and College Drive, more than 150 vendors, lots of prizes. See you there.
Getting into college doesn't happen magically. You have to take the right classes now, like Algebra 2, Biology, and a Foreign Language. Learn more at knowhowtogo.org.
Brought to you by the American Council on Education, Lumina Foundation for Education, and the Ad Council.
Joining the revolution at Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms is here to provide the finest names in weapons, ammunition, optics, and accessories. We also offer repairs and custom gunsmithing. Bastiani Arms is pleased to announce that we now have in stock the best and largest selection of off-list AR low receivers in the North State. Looking for instruction in hunter safety, concealed carry, or Florida's concealed carry class? Bastiani Arms provides the finest instruction with our NRA-trained instructors. Come check out our in-store product and enjoy the friendly, helpful, and knowledgeable service you'll get with each and every visit. Don't forget to ask Bastiani Arms about their 90-day layaway for your convenience. If you want the best in weapons, service, and shooting supplies, then Bastiani Arms should be your first stop. Satisfaction guaranteed. Bastiani Arms, located at 2539 Larkspur Lane, open Tuesdays through Saturday, 8:30 a.m. to 6 p.m. Or call us at 222-8222.
This is Carl Bott. I'm with Chef John Spadelli right here at Anselmo Vineyards. I'm back in the kitchen.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Thanks for stopping by.
Well, you know, I love it here. What's on the menu for today?
Today we're rolling out some special raviolis for Grandma Valia.
Beef, raviolis, salad, fish. You know, if you go to Anselmo's, it's going to be a superb meal.
Always made fresh with a ton of passion.
Well, that's why we like dining there.
Anselmo Vineyards, just a short drive from Palisadro. Anselmo Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination getaway.
This is Free Fire Radio with your hosts, Carl and Linda Bott.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media and Carl Linda Bott, 7:35 in the morning, January the 4th, 2012. Phone lines here, 530-605-4567.
We're streaming live at KCNR 1460. We're chatting on it, and we're also streaming live video on Livestream. Just go to Livestream and book in Free Fire Radio, and we'll make it.
Currently, I've been raising my hand. Can I talk now? I have to ask his permission. Am I ready?
No.
Okay. Well, watch it.
Oh, wait, yeah. See how much that was worth.
Oh, we need to tell the sword story.
I told it yesterday.
You did? Okay,
I told the sword,
okay.
Sword
now,
story.
Currently 40 degrees downtown KCNR Studios. We're going to have a day today that's going to be beautiful and sunny, around 67 degrees. Tonight, mostly cloudy with a low of 37. Weather's always brought to you by Ensalmo Vineyards. We just heard a commercial before we came back live on the air. We're starting back the Saturday Night Live Music Series, and Chris Lauer will be there this Saturday from 6 to 9. And on the 21st, I'm going to be there with my trio.
That's right. January 21st, if you all come out there and be with us.
And then we have a brand new artist that we are debuting that's never been up to Ensalmo's before on the last Saturday. I'll be announcing his name because he's got a different last name. And I don't know by memory, but I'll be talking about that too.
Has a different last name than ours?
It's really great to be here, yes. And also wanted to let you know again about, if you're wondering, okay, when is the Shasta Women's Crab Feed? Shasta Women's Crab Feed. You know, it's always the biggest of the year. It is Saturday, February 4th.
That's right.
So mark your calendar.
The Crab Feed. It's good. There's a lot of good crab feeds out there.
A bunch of them going on.
A lot of good. This is, you know what, this is where you completely inundate yourself. You have you finally have enough crab for the year. Well, for at least two or 3 weeks, because you can eat crab every week. All right. Now, in the studios, and if you have a chance, get on your computers there. Go to livestream.com. Go into Free Fire Radio, and you get to see John Dixon. You've been wondering, what is John Dixon looking? You hear him on the phone. You see comments in the paper. But what does John Dixon look like?
Good morning, John.
He looks like this.
You just put a target on me.
Good morning, John. Excuse me. Join the club.
Thank you. First of all, can we start by saying thank you for being so astute, involved, present, on top of it, encouraged, informed,
clean, brave,
yeah.
Reverent.
There
okay.
you go.
I can leave now, right?
Yeah, get out of the studio.
Okay. Thank you.
I got all my part in.
Now, as we've done, as many of you all know, being the local news and community station that KCNR is, and getting involved in the community, we have Gary Cadd goes to the city council meetings every time, and he comes in afterwards to talk about. Well, John has agreed to go to be our guy at the Board of Supervisors meetings because, one, he's really plugged in and understands a lot of what's going on in this county and has strong convictions. So when we ask what happens, we have to kind of, then we have to follow up. But he is coming in here and just giving the facts, and then we'll make a little commentary on it. Yesterday was a big day. We're talking about a $33 million project, and maybe even more than that, to be built right here in Shasta County.
First of all, a little bit of the amusement of yesterday at the Board of Supervisors. The chairmanship changed hands, and Leonard Modi is now the new chairman of the Board of Supervisors, and he found out that he didn't like it a whole lot because he had to wait till the end of the commentary section each time to be able to have something to say. And by the time they got to him, everybody had already said what he was going to say, and he didn't like that. And I understand how that goes.
Ooh.
So it's always bad
patience.
To get beat. Yes, yes. Now, what happened yesterday? Sheriff Basinko went to an awful lot of trouble to research and develop an application for a $33 million grant to build a new jail. And the intention of building the new jail is to stop this rotating door policy of having prisoners go in, go out, commit new crimes, get put back in the next day, get back out, and do it all over again. And it is a joke among the criminal population of Reading that we don't have any way to detain these people and keep them off the streets, and they pretty much get away with anything they want. The jail is definitely needed. There's no question about it. The thing comes down to the fact that the state has $603 million set aside for small counties to be able to expand their jail facilities or build new ones or build ones at all. And that is really a benefit to everybody except for one minor situation. That is, you can have a jail, you can have it built, you can have it standing, but if you don't have somebody to operate it, you don't have anything except a great big empty building.
It's taken him 6 months to, even with this grant that's been given this time for the realignment thing that's going on here, Sheriff Pasinko said it's going to take 6 months to get the people to train and be able to open up one floor. of an existing jail they use that floor, you know, anyway. But it's going to take them 6 months to get the people for that.
Yeah. Well, the additions to this thing, the new jail will be a new columnar building standing next to the one that we have downtown right now. And
did you stay up all last night working for that
word? I did. I got that word. You know me. I have to have a special word for the day. All right. Cut to the bottom line. The cost.
Because we're getting ready to take a break here.
The cost of operation of the jail will be $6.1 million per year that the state will not pay for.
Okay, so then we've got to come up with them with $6.1 million out of the county
every year
to pay just to keep this jail going.
To keep the jail going.
Do we hear the word tax?
Do we?
Hold that thought until we get back from this break. Carl Lindebaugh, Free Fire Radio. KCNR 1460. Miss a day? Miss a lot.
Drove his car to the shop, slammed on the brakes, and yelled, "You've got to help me. I don't know if I'm going crazy or if my car is possessed." Don Steck, Coachmaster Collision Repair. His car had been repaired after a collision, but now it had a mind of its own. It would suddenly pull violently to one side or the other, and he never knew when it would occur. He was at wit's end. He had taken the car back multiple times to the shop that repaired it. It was test driven 8 times. I walked around the car and could see evidence of a side impact, which gave me a clue to the problem. "I think I know what's wrong," I said. I put the car on the frame rack and compared its dimensions to a blueprint. As I suspected, the unibody was bent through the center of the vehicle. A test drive is an opinion. A blueprint is a fact. This vehicle should have been blueprinted before the repair. And no, the car was not possessed. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Estate granted.
My name is Brian Salato. I'm a California licensed real estate broker and co-owner of the Real Estate Group. I actually hired Estate Granite and Tile to do my own personal kitchen. The great thing about Estate Granite was they, from the selection of the granite to the actual fabrication and the insulation, they were involved all the way throughout the entire process.
Estate Granite.
For me, the part of manufacturing and fabricating granite is really the expertise of detail and going through a process and making the best features of the granite be the focal point in the kitchen. It always makes a big difference. As I'm selling real estate in the community, people always notice that kitchen and that granite is really a focal point, and you really do not want to leave that to chance. And Estate Granite and Tile just does an exceptional job in fabricating and going through the entire process and walking you through that. The product is exceptional.
Estate Granite, a reputation carved in stone. 241 Stone. EstateGranite.com.
Can you handle the truth? Are you tired of the mainstream media spin? Do you believe that the economy is recovering? Are you prepared for the economic collapse that's coming? Are you prepared for hyperinflation? Do you think the government will solve your problems? Do you care about your children's future? Are you self-reliant? Will you fight for your freedom? Want solutions? Want the truth? Tune in to 1460 Sovereign Minds Radio now at 8 o'clock on Saturday mornings, where we always handle the truth.
Hello, Shasta County. This is Kurt Largent from Sheldon Largent Realty, and these are difficult times in our economy. It's difficult times in real estate, and people have lots of questions. Should I sell? Am I upside down? What is a short sale? What's cash for keys? What do I do if my house is sold on the courthouse steps? For answers to these questions and many more, please tune in Saturday from 9 to 10 here on KCNR 1460 AM to the Kurt Largent Radio Show. We talk about all things real estate. Brought to you by Judybilt Construction, Megastar Mortgage, Trinity Pest Control, and Sheldon Largent Realty.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media and the people.
I want to hear the guitar riff. Oh, man.
7:45 in the morning, January the 4th.
Okay.
Brought to you by...
Lost in Space.
You know, I'm not even going to comment on that one. This portion of the show is brought to you by R&B Sharpening. Judy and Bob have that place.
Who's Spacey?
Well, R&B Sharpening, perfect. It was right it down is. There. November. It was on the downbeat, buddy.
Easy now.
This portion of the show is brought to you by R&B Sharpening. Judy and Bob have had that place since November 20th, 1985. If you've got a saw, a knife, a cutter, a chainsaw, anything, they're going to sharpen it for you. They've been in business a long time. They love this area. This area loves them. People of honesty and integrity. What can I say? They will even make bandsaw blades made to order for you. That's pretty cool. While you wait. Now, this is while you're waiting. That doesn't mean come back in 2 weeks. Give them a call at 530-365-1479. Or visit them at 6915 Eastside Road. That's R&B Sharpening. Our guest is John Dixon. It's kind of hard to call him a guest, kind of like family here. But John was at the Shasta County Board of Supervisors. We voted $33 million. They voted to apply for the jail. The jail, the new jail, if they would get this, new detention facility, would be in a multi-story building right next to the our existing jail, so you don't have to worry so much about them pushing out another 1,000 inmates on us after that. And Linda had the great question. It's going to cost $6.1 million. And the question was, are we going
to be taxed?
Taxed. The three-letter word there.
And the word tax is very important to this. The Board of Supervisors seems to be totally committed to not raising any taxes for this to happen. There are some impact fees for the incorporated and incorporated and non-incorporated areas of the county that could wind up with some impact fees to support this. The sheriff has was given the responsibility of coming up with the $6.1 million allocation to pay for this on an annual basis. What he would really like to have is more staff, period, but it's going to take staff, it's going to take logistics, it's going to be a tough fight for him to get this to go through all the way. The thing that is our safety valve, if you will, on this is that there are what's called off-ramps where we can get off of this thing at any point up to the point that we accept the grant.
Once we accept the grant, then
we're stuck.
We've got it. Now, this is a huge question, and Linda, you know, that Linda brought up was $6.1 million. We can't pay for the existing jail right now.
It's
a revolving
door.
It's costing, I mean, just $1 million to open up that one floor. So now we have this beautiful facility built, okay? It's going to cost us $6 million a year, and the state's not going to give us the money. We don't have enough money right now to keep sheriffs on.
This was my major concern yesterday.
What did they say? What did the Board of Supervisors say?
Addressing the board. Well, They're on a wait and see basis. They want the application to go in and see whether the state is going to make the offer sometime in March to us of the $33
okay.
million.
All right.
If it comes into us, the offer, whether it's going to be accepted or not is going to be dependent upon what the sheriff does between now and then to find out how he can fund this. Some of the things that are matching on it that are important is that if the jails are connected, they can use the common facility of the kitchen, the laundry, and even some of the officers to go back and forth to
that
administer.
Makes sense. You have one admin section, you have one kitchen, you have booking section, the whole thing. Okay, now that makes sense. But
it leaves a requirement of staffing, and the estimated cost for the addition is $6.1 million. It's really difficult to get away from that figure. Now, here comes the problem for Shasta County about this more than anything else. In order for us to have this jail built, we have to deed the property to the state. They will hold title to that property. So if something happens and we build the jail and we can't then staff it, we can't operate it, the state can come in and do whatever they choose to do with that property.
They could take that chunk back, but as they should if they're going to give
it
a grant.
No, what it means is it's already built. They can take the property now.
And use it for
anything they want.
Anything they want, and they can house whatever type of prisoners they choose to in that jail under their own administration, under the state administration, the CDC, the California Department of Corrections. The other issue that came up that was important to me was I talked to Dave Nichols, the head of the parole office for Northern California, and he said the number one problem that he has with parolees is recidivism. What are we going to do in this new jail facility that's going to primarily house CDC returnees or would-be returnees to the state correction system to rehabilitate them and make them come out on the street rather than just become recidivist and go right back again?
Well, that's what they're trying to do in this realignment.
What are we going to do?
Yeah, but this realignment that they're in the middle of that is supposed to what realignment is doing, is teaching them, having group sessions, and giving them hope. And so far,
it hasn't worked.
Well, I don't know. Has it?
Well, here's the thing.
In California, we're talking about in Shasta County.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm talking about in California. We have the highest rate of recidivism in the entire United States.
That's because the parole officers go out there and they tempt them so they can continue to have a job.
It's because the people are just gangsters.
Sorry. Okay, it could be that one too.
We're gonna take a break. You know, we'll come back. Let's talk about if you have heard a possible morsel of a solution.
I want to talk about something else. Just talk about that recall effort going against Sheriff Pasinko that was announced yesterday.
Wow. KCNR 1460.
The best part of running my small business? Definitely spending hours on payroll.
I like being my own boss, but I love learning about tax codes.
I started this whole restaurant as an excuse to do payroll paperwork.
Ah, the joys of payroll. Hours spent on paperwork that should be spent on your business. That's why over a million small business owners use Intuit Payroll. It makes paying employees and filing tax forms quick and easy. See for yourself with a 30-day free trial of Intuit Payroll. Learn more at payroll.com.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Are you tired of worrying if your business will survive till the economy gets better? Worry no more. The Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce has the tools to help you with your small business. From valuable networking events to educational seminars, we are here in your community. People do business with people they know. Get closer to your future customers by joining the Reading Chamber of Commerce today. As a member, you will participate in referral programs, member-to-member discounts, free listing on the Chamber website, and your company name listed in our business directory with a distribution of 5,000 copies to potential customers. Call us at 225-4433 to find out how you can meet your new customers and build your business.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
This is Carl Bott. I'm with Chef John Stadelli right here at Anselmo Vineyards. I'm back in the kitchen.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Thanks for stopping by.
Well, you know, I love it here. What's on the menu for today?
Today we're rolling out some special raviolis for Gramavalia.
Beef, raviolis, salad, fish. You know, if you go to Anselmo's, it's going to be a superb meal.
Always made fresh with a ton of passion.
Well, that's why we like dining there.
Anselmo Vineyards, just a short drive from Palisadro. Anselmo Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination getaway.
Not your average petroleum company, Northern Lights Energy. We deliver fuel to your home for all your heating needs. Taking care of you is what we do.
Hello, Frank Muse with Northern Lights Energy. My wife Kathy and I would like to invite everybody to check out our new website at northernlightsenergyinc.com. You can order fuel, apply for credit, pay your bills, access all the CFN sites throughout the United States, and look at our monitor and Toyo heaters, greases, and lubes. It's very easy to use. For those of you who don't like sites, pick up the phone and give us a call. We still have real people to talk to you. Remember, northernlightsenergyinc.com or 241-2196 in Waverville, Corning, and Redding. Thanks a lot.
Not your average petroleum company, Northern Lights Energy.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
Perks are... Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio, and they're banging that drum here. They're just reading the chat room. Hey, good morning. It's January the 4th. It's like 39 degrees out there. It's a good day. We talked about when we left. We're talking to John Dixon here about the Board of Supervisors meeting. And one of the things we talked about was Sheriff Tom Basinko was presented a notice that somebody was going to recall him. Now, you were there for that?
No, I wasn't there when it was presented to him, but I'm totally aware of it. And Tom and I did have an opportunity to chat about that.
It's one of the guests that we've had on the show here, Rob McDonald, that said that he was going to, they were getting together, they were going to recall every elected politician, city, county, and obviously the sheriff falls into that, who is against the legalization of marijuana.
Well, they have seriously specified Sheriff Basinko as being a criminal. He is abusing the rights of all marijuana users, and it's interesting how it transferred from being his job to prosecute marijuana users to now he is supposed to support them, I guess. But Tom, when I talked to him, seemed really, really nervous about this recall. Like not... You know, he says, that's okay. He said, it'll help with my next election campaign. Actually, he didn't say that. I did. But Tom.
Well, they said that they're going right now, they're recalling, they're not recalling Modi because he's running for re-election.
Right.
And so if somebody's running for re-election, you can't do a recall. But they will be doing Jones and Francie Sullivan and I guess Rick Pacetti.
Rick Pacetti.
Yeah.
And I think.
And then whoever else is on the county board of supervisors.
The comedy of this, and there is a comedy to it, is that their initial filing was rejected because they didn't have 10 signatures on it. They only had 5. They said they didn't get notified. They had to have 10, but the basic filing requires 10, and it's very clear. Now, if you're having difficulty getting 10.
I'm sure they didn't get notified.
How are you going to get 10,000?
No, we can, come on down to the station because we'll give them 5 more. because I just, this is good radio.
Hey, recalls are great, and they're not going to go anywhere. Although, the one with Dolores, I think, is fairly much concluded.
I'm not trying to
campaign about that or anything. I'm just saying that it doesn't look good.
Well, we all know, this is a great way to kind of close the segment. We all know that you have been an avid Ron Paul supporter.
Yes, I have.
Okay. Well, interestingly enough, if you watch, if you're an American Idol, which is all American, obviously, Kelly Clarkson, it's in the headlines today that she tweeted about the fact that she loves Ron Paul. And her fan base went crazy because they were like, what are you doing about, being a Republican? She said, I am a Republican. I voted Democrat.
Great.
Voted Democrat last time, but I like that Ron Paul represents, according to this article, less government, let the people, let the people decide the government. And it seems that her album sales went up 442%.
Isn't that an incredible
when she
thing.
Made this announcement.
Well, you know what, Ron Paul.
What does that mean? If we say we like Ron Paul, we'll go up 442%.
You're definitely going to move up in the Arbitron ratings if you do.
we're doing that already. But,
absolutely.
Well, here's the thing about it. Santorum came out of left field out of nowhere. I mean, like in a week, and came up and finished 8 votes behind Mitt Romney.
Right.
Ron Paul is still in there, a strong third.
Very strong third.
I would say probably at this point, even though Newt was finished fourth, I would say you've seen the last of Perry, Bachman, and Huntsman.
I think, surprisingly, you're going to be seeing the last of Newt also.
Newt will go to South Carolina.
He'll go to New Hampshire, and going to take a beating in New Hampshire.
Well, it may be, but Mitt is so far ahead right now in New Hampshire, everybody's going to just get smacked. But South Carolina, Florida, that's where Newt's been putting his effort. Now, if he doesn't do well there.
He's through.
He's through.
Well,
yeah.
Ron Paul was third.
Ron Paul was third, and a very close third. He was at, I believe, 22% the last I heard, and the other ones were at 25%. So he was at like 3% off the clip. But Ron is going to continue to do well in all of the polls. And I think it's my opinion, of course, and everybody knows it, that in 2012, the best chance we have to pull out of the mess we're in is Ron Paul.
Okay. Obviously John is in deep support
well,
of Ron Paul.
Hey,
this is going to be a great, you're going to have everybody in here talking about candidates. Hey, when we come back, speaking of our political system, Senator Doug LaMalfa is going to join us here after the news, and we're going to talk about what's going on here in the state of Jefferson.
You've been listening to KCNR, Shasta Redding.
This is a Fox News alert. I'm Dave Anthony. Sixth place in Iowa doesn't get you very far on the road to the White House. Michelle Bachmann is done running. Fox News Radio's Jennifer Kuiper, live in Des Moines.
Dave, Michelle Bachmann ending her campaign after a sixth-place finish in the Iowa caucuses.
The people of Iowa have spoken.
As recently as last night, Bachmann said she was still heading to South Carolina, but that trip now scrapped, and the Bachmann campaign coming to an end. Rick Perry, who came in fifth and went back to Texas, is mulling over his future in the race.
With a little prayer and reflection, I'm going to decide the best path forward.
Perry has also canceled his events in South Carolina. Dave?
And Jennifer, Mitt Romney won Iowa. Rick Santorum, a mere 8 votes behind.
With your help and God's grace, we'll have another fun night a week from now.
Dee Romney and Newt Gingrich all going to New Hampshire. Fox News Radio's Margaret Bassett live in Manchester.
Dave, Rick Santorum is about to be in the spotlight here. He spent a lot of time in this state, but until now hasn't resonated with the majority of the voters. History has shown New Hampshire loves an underdog. In 2008, John McCain won here after placing fourth in Iowa. But McCain is expected to endorse Romney today. And John Huntsman, who skipped Iowa and placed all his political eggs in the New Hampshire basket, still working to get his poll numbers out of the single digits. Dave?
Margaret, President Obama is headed to Ohio to talk up the economy. He's also about to do an end around on this. Senate appointing a consumer watchdog. Fox News Radio's Jared Halpern live in Washington.
Senate Republicans blocked Richard Cordray's nomination to head the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, but with Congress out of town, President Obama will recess appoint Cordray. It could spark a legal fight. Republicans point out the Senate isn't in recess, rather a pro forma session. The White House calling that a gimmick. Cordray could serve up to 2 years, Dave.
Jared, a 15-year-old student, shot and killed at a middle school in Brownsville, Texas this morning by police who say the 8th grader was armed. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
Jay Farner here. Happy New Year from Quicken Loans. Do you want to get a jump start on your finances for 2012? We close a majority of our home loans in 30 days or less, so you can purchase a new home or save money by refinancing and wrap up those New Year's resolutions in record time. Here's the best part. Interest rates are still historically low. The rate today on a 30-year fixed mortgage is an amazing 3.875%, APR 4.17%. And we're proud to announce that for the second year in a row, J.D. Power & Associates ranked Quicken Loans highest in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination in the United States. That rate again is 3.875%, APR 4.17%. Take a few minutes out of your busy day and call Quicken Loans at 866-QUICKEN. That's 866-QUICKEN, or go to quickenloans.com.
For J.D. Power and Associates award information, visit jdpower.com. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. Nationwide licensing number 3030.
The U.S. again not getting much support from China in the latest attempt to put a financial squeeze on Iran.
Sanctions are not the correct way to ease tensions or resolve the issue of Iran's nuclear program. That's according to a foreign ministry spokesman here in China who says the correct path is negotiation. That could take a bite out of sanctions recently signed into law by President Obama, but America's never been able to fully count on Chinese pressure when it comes to Iran, and Iran knows it. That's why Europe's support is so important. China's a major oil customer, and it buys 10 million tons of liquefied natural gas annually from Iran, a deal set to run for 21 more years. In Shanghai, Bill Marcus, Fox News Radio.
The German man accused in the weekend arson spree around Los Angeles with more than 50 fires set will be arraigned today, not fondly remembered by neighbors.
This was unhappy and quiet, and he just would not speak to us or say how, anything. He'd go up and down the steps.
In New York City, a confession from a suspect in a series of firebombings being investigated as bias crimes.
40-year-old Ray Legend confessed the attack, saying one of his personal vendettas included being angry at the targeted mosque because he wasn't allowed to use its restroom. Police Commissioner Ray Kelly saying he was tracked down by surveillance video and the stolen vehicle he was allegedly driving.
One of the witnesses at the bodega stated that described the car, and we see a similar car in the video at the Hindu house of worship.
After a psychiatric evaluation, he will be arraigned in court on charges including four counts of arson. In New York, Courtney Keeley, Fox News Radio.
On Wall Street, yesterday's rally turning into some selling today. The Dow's down 32. And again, our top Fox story, Michelle Bachmann suspending her presidential campaign after a sixth-place finish in the Iowa Republican caucuses. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media and Carl and Linda Bott, 8:05 in the morning, January the 4th, 2012. Phone lines here are 530-605-4567, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Join our chat room, and also we're streaming live video at livestream.com, so you can go out and you can watch us, too. The looks like our wireless has dropped here for a second.
Currently 40 degrees outside in the downtown studios. We're looking at temperatures today that are going to reach around 67, mostly clouded tonight with lows of 37. The weather's always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards. We're going to be talking to you about the music series that's happening there each Saturday night, starting kicking off this Saturday with Chris Lauer. Shall we go to the phones for the market business with Wells Fargo? Good morning and welcome to KCNR this morning.
Hey, good morning. Well, stocks open lower as the markets digest yesterday's rally, and the markets continue to remain lower after a report showed factory orders rose 1.8%, below the consensus estimate of 2%. Currently, the Dow's down 31 points at 12,365, while the Nasdaq's down 11 at 2,637, and the S&P 500 is down 5 at 1,271. Oil's down 28 cents at $102.68 a barrel, while the 30-year Treasury is yielding 2.99%. Gold's up $6.10 this morning at $1,606, while silver's down 40 cents at $29.91 an ounce. Some of our most actively traded stocks, Ford is up 21 cents at $11.34. Bank of America is down 14 pennies at $5.65, while Intel is up 2 dimes at $24.74. Well, that's the market for now. This is Josh Wiley at the Reading office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Thank you, Josh. Oh, you know what? I would like Josh. Josh sounds like he's a sports announcer. Josh, he's got the call.
He does.
Vibe going on.
7:10, 8:10, and 9:05 in the morning.
All
we
right.
Get those guys.
I have a public announcement, a couple tickets to give away. We're going to have LaMalfa on the phone. We've got John Dixon in the house. We love you guys at Chat Pack. I mean, you guys are writing big paragraphs. Ooh. It's a paragraph morning. Ooh. public announcement here. There's going to be a one-day audition workshop offered. Westside Performing Arts is going to be offering a one-day audition workshop, which is Saturday, January 14th from 12 to 4. This session is going to show performers the opportunity to be prepared for their next musical theater audition, which is fabulous. You know, it's always about the headshot and how are you, what's your one song, and you get a first impression. It's kind of like before you walk in the room, what are you saying? You know, that they're preparing you for all that. It's really great, not only just if you're going to do musical theater, how about if you're looking for just a job? I mean, there's so many things that you're going to learn from this workshop. So here's how you get a hold of them. You go to www.westsideperforming.com. That's westsideperforming.com, or call 515-7151. I also, that's going to be great. Again, that workshop is on January 14th. We were given two tickets this morning. If you know of somebody, your daughter or your niece or friends are going to be married, and or you just like going to a bridal guide wedding show, the wedding show, this takes place also January 15th, and this is an all-day event. This pass will give you
That's
two.
Right.
Admission for two. So the first caller, I'm going to give you one of these bridal guide passes, 605-4567. and that will get you to the Bridal Guide Show.
These are our friends, Don Shulman, who has a show on Sunday, and Robert, who are, and a bunch of people. They've got all types of vendors for this. This is great.
We went last year, and there's photographers and
you couldn't hardly get in last week. That's why they had to expand it.
Fabulous. So anyway, that is going to be January 15th, and it's from 11 to 3, and so give us a call, and you can get tickets for that.
Okay, we're going to take a quick break here. We're going to go reset our computers here. We're for our chat room, because we don't want to miss just a single syllable, a single keystroke from our chatters. Carl and DeBott, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 14.6. When we come back, Doug LaMalfa will be with us. It is 8:10 in the morning, January the 4th. Going to be a great year, my friends. Stay with us. Miss a day, miss a lot. Where it began.
Fields Jewelers, family owned and operated since 1953, with exceptional customer service, high quality, fine jewelry, perfect gifts for every budget, jewelry repairs, renewals, and appraisals. Fields Jewelers, three generations of family tradition, quality service, trusted jewelers, continued tradition. Fields Jewelers, 221-0230, or online at fjredding.com.
This is Bill and Lisa Collins inviting you to join us this Sunday, January 8th.
As we bring you Not the War of the Worlds.
The comedy duo of Jeff and Tom do not do a remake of War of the Worlds. They talked about it and decided not to do it. Wait a minute. What's that glowing object in the sky outside their window?
Sunday at 4 p.m. on KCNR 1460 AM or on the web at newradiotheater.com.
Brought to you by Dr. Julie Gussenhoven, optometrist.
Kent's Meats and Groceries in Kathy's Deli.
And Jeff Avery, State Farm Insurance.
Joining the revolution at Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms is here to provide the finest names in weapons, ammunition, optics, and accessories. We also offer repairs and custom gunsmithing. Bastiani Arms is pleased to announce that we now have in stock the best and largest selection of off-list AR low receivers in the North State. Looking for instruction in hunter safety, concealed carry, or Florida's concealed carry class? Bastiani Arms provides the finest instruction with our NRA-trained instructors. Come check out our in-store product and enjoy the friendly, helpful, and knowledgeable service you'll get with each and every visit. Don't forget to ask Bastiani Arms about their 90-day layaway for your convenience. If you want the best in weapons, service, and shooting supplies, then Bastiani Arms should be your first stop. Satisfaction guaranteed. Bastiani Arms, located at 2539 Larkspur Lane, open Tuesdays through Saturday, 8:30 a.m. to 6 p.m. Or call us at 222-8222.
The degree to which we enjoy good health, vitality, and freedom from pain and suffering is directly related to the level of responsibility we're willing to assume for our bodies and our lives. Hi, I'm Nancy Sutton Pierce, host of the Conscious Living Show every Saturday, KCNR1460.com. My show is about helping you uncover your authentic self, discussing health, laughter, love, truth, sex, and so much more. We awaken to who we really are and why we're here, then life improves. Bon Jovi says, I'm going to live while I'm alive. Are you? Tune in every Saturday, 11 to noon, KCNR 1460, streaming live, KCNR1460.com. My website, ConsciousLivingYoga.com, will give you more information. The Conscious Living Show is proudly sponsored by Orchard Nutrition Center, Gorilla Bites, and Fields Jewelers.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. I'm a Free Fire meeting, Carl and DeBotti. 13 in the morning, January the 4th. We're trying to clear our chat rooms here so we can get back online in the chat room. But we're online going out everywhere else in our archive, and we're streaming live. Okay, our guest, Senator Doug LaMalfa. Senator, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Carl. How you doing?
We're doing great. I understand you can only be with us for a while, then you have to go back and do the business of the Senate.
Right. Do the people's business, or hopefully not give the people the business. But
yeah, well, that's been kind of it's kind of strange sometimes. Senator, what would you say is our what's the biggest thing facing us this year?
It's as it's been for a while: the fiscal issues of California, the making the budget work, making the economy have what it needs to try and recover. If we have a recovering economy, a real recovery, then our budget gets better much sooner than by any kind of tinkering we can do in Sacramento with it. So it's the way we're going to fix this thing is growing our way out of it. And so first we do that by not having these choking regulations, these choking costs of doing business. If people are out there feeling confident about investing in California and growing business and hiring more folks in California, then we will recover. But until that message is understood by what the state legislature does and the regulatory agencies that we're supposed to be governing and overseeing, until that message gets through, it's really going to keep us stagnated. And I think it's just about that basic.
Well, you know, we see things where the, as far as the power and stuff like this, where, you know, we're going to have to go up to 30% here by 2020. As renewable and renewable energy sources. It says we have to obtain 33% of electricity by renewable resources by 2020, raising the other target we just had from
20%.
Yeah, that's a business killer.
Feel good arbitrary number, like, well, let's see, we'll do 20% by 2010 and 33 1/3 by 2020. Aren't those nice round feel good numbers? But there is definite effects to what they actually cost. If California's electricity is going to be that much less competitive with surrounding states, or even the, you know, incentive to chase jobs completely out of our country, who the heck is going to manufacture anything here or process or what have you if you have other options? And bottom line, it is cost. Everybody is a buyer. Everybody shops price, no matter if you're a company hiring employees and building infrastructure to produce things, or a person shopping in the supermarket or at the furniture store. Everybody is looking at price, and by and large, they're going to follow price.
Well, they do, and then they find out, you know, that, you know, you can't even say how much it's going to cost to do business here. And, you know, it seems like some of these laws coming out, one of the things, some of them Nielsen was on, and we talked about some of the laws coming out of Sacramento. You know, the proof of residency bars school districts from requiring proof of legal U.S. residency as a condition of enrollment, and by mandating they accept reasonable evidence, such as a parental declaration. I mean, have we just surrendered here?
A bunch of the legislature is seemingly working for the other side. It's not just surrender. It's a more Benedict Arnold type stuff.
Oh, yeah. We've been infiltrated. Oh. The enemy is us, huh?
Well, I mean, I hate to put it in such dramatic terms there, but I guess playing off how you're speaking of it, it's just more the legislature seems to be waking up every day and looking for things that actually push us even farther down the path of an anti-business, anti-jobs atmosphere. And, you know, people say, well, what, they ask me, how do you make them understand? I think there's a bunch that don't want to understand. They're more geared towards what's making the environmental movement happy. They're more geared towards what's making the Occupy movement happy. And combine that with litigious trial lawyers want and some of the state labor unions, it's just, you know, it's just been a great year for that side of it here, since, you know, they have a governor that would sign a lot more of this stuff than Arnold Schwarzenegger would. So, where's the wake-up call? I think that happens at the back of the ballot box.
Well, you know, it's just that, you know, we start talking about things that are bending over backwards for the people that are here illegally, the transgender, gay, you know, groups. For being taught in the schools, and then have they done anything? Was there one bill or law that came out that was good for a business? I mean, any of it?
Well, you know, there's positive bills that happen there once in a while, but I mean, if you look at the whole tide, no, because the bigger issues are like the first thing you brought up, this bill we hurried through at the beginning of last year to cause it. Electricity is going to have to be 33% of it by so-called renewable sources, which mainly means in California, wind power and solar power. Now, I'm not anti-wind or anti-solar, but all those forms of electricity cost much more than other types that we can produce. If we built more hydro in the state, built more nuclear, yes, I said the word nuclear, and even much lower cost natural gas. Those are traditional ways of doing it. I want to keep continuing forward on finding better ways to do it, but they also have to be able to pay for themselves with technology that actually works.
Well, that's the bottom line. We got to take a quick break here, Senator. When we come back, I'd like to talk about the ongoing situation in up in Siskiyou County and the rights of individuals and the rights of the people that have had their personal property rights being trampled on. I'd like to talk a little bit about the, of course, the train to nowhere and a few other things as we continue here. Even though I know we've only got you for just a few more minutes.
Be happy to, and it's always good to have a chance to interact with you on that. So
okay.
Be right here.
8:20 in the morning, KCNR 1460, Carl and DeBott. Miss a day, miss a lot.
Bring in the new year this month at Wind River Casino and escape your resolutions. Here you have a chance to win a brand new 2012 Ford Escape. We are the only place in town to escape your resolutions. Over $40,000 in prizes up for grabs. Swipe to win, play to win, stay to win. The more you play, the more chances you have to win prizes and a 2012 Ford Escape. We are the only local entertainment destination in Northern California. Plus, we have new games just waiting to hit the jackpot. It's easy. Just use your free River Club card daily. Don't miss your chance to win free slot play at weekly drawings on Tuesdays and Thursdays. The big giveaway is on Tuesday, January 31st, where you could drive off in your very own 2012 Ford Escape. For more information on Wind River's Escape Your Resolution Swipe to Win promotion, log on to WindRiver.com or check us out on Facebook. Better yet, head down to Wind River Casino and check out your all-new 2012 Ford Escape. Swipe to win, play to win, stay to win. It's better on the river.
Hello, Shasta County. This is a time of unusual economic turmoil. Gold prices skyrocketing, oil is up, then down. The European debt crisis is on the news every day. And in the middle of this, you have to decide what to do with your single largest investment, your home. This is no time for learning on the job. For a new level of expertise in real estate, call Sheldon Largent Realty for the help you need. Only experienced agents, no learning on the job at your expense. So call Sheldon Largent Realty today at 282-1771.
Are you facing home foreclosure, unpaid bills, mounting credit card debts, wage garnishment? Financially, do you feel overwhelmed? Take that first step to a new beginning.
Did you know bankruptcy is an act of responsibility? It provides closure to your financial woes and puts you in a position to move forward. I'm Lucky Jasrani, your local bankruptcy attorney. Call me today for a free consultation to discuss how my team can help you. 241-3350. That's 241-3350.
We are a debt relief agency. We help people file for bankruptcy relief under the bankruptcy code.
Hello, folks. I'm Bob, the Mount Shasta Spring Water Drop. It's no wonder that Mount Shasta Spring Water is the preferred choice here in Northern California and Southern Oregon. It's natural, it tastes good, and it's healthy for you. If you are not drinking Mount Shasta Spring Water, you owe it to yourself to give it a try. Give us a call at 1-800-922-6227 and start enjoying the refreshing taste of Mount Shasta Spring Water today. When you call, tell them you want the Bob the Drop special. Mount Shasta Spring Water, naturally the best.
Come into Bibles, Books, and More, the Good Book Store at 2025 Hilltop Drive near the corner of Mistletoe and Hilltop. Locally owned and operated since 2007, personalized customer service is our specialty. Here at Bibles, Books, and More, we offer on-site Bible imprinting and mail-to-jail services. Special orders are no problem at Bibles, Books, and More, the Good Book Store at 2025 Hilltop Drive.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome back to KCNR 1460. Currently 40 degrees in the downtown studios of KCNR. This portion of the show is brought to you by Crackmaster Windshield Repair. This is the place that we go if you've got a crack or you have a rock, just a little ding, and it starts to spread. Check out Crackmaster Windshield Repair. They're honest, reliable. Jeff Wurst is the owner, and they are on they are on 273. Check it out. Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Let's go back to the phones with Senator LaMalfa. Good morning. Welcome back to the program.
Good morning. Hi, Linda.
Hi.
Senator, we were talking about what's going on up in Siskiyou County in the water run there.
It's deplorable. I mean, it's like these folks have drawn the short straw on just about everything here, from Fish and Game has been treating them. You know, good folks up there trying to figure out how to comply with mandates that are trying, you know, supposedly to help fish populations. You have water quality coming from a different angle. How long till air quality comes after them, I don't know. And they've already suffered through the spotted owl and that whole area here, which turned out to be a made-up deal. So, and then even locally here, I'm not real happy with what some of the decisions are locally with what their own government's doing on some things. But it's coming from the state and feds, and they're not on the side of the people there. They're only on the side of bureaucracies with mandates that, by golly, we're going to follow the letter of the law, even if the law doesn't say it. Go ahead.
Well, you know, Senator, here's the thing: the way we look at it is these people have had their logging industry, they've had mining taken away, and now they're going after anything that's left is the agriculture and ranching, and they're going to do that with the water. These are water rights that they've had. This is personal property of theirs. Every elected official from the area is against what's being done by the California Department of Fish and Game. The sheriffs, you all, everybody, border supervisors up there, everybody is against it. And yet this bureaucracy continues to crunch at them. What's the next step?
I'm afraid sometimes what the next step might be for people with their back against the wall. You know, you're talking families with 150 plus years of tradition up there in some cases there. And, you know, I mean, if you're talking about, you hear this word sustainable thrown around a lot. We need a sustainable practices. Well, they've managed to get along for 150, 160 years farming and ranching there in some cases. And by golly, it hasn't turned into a big desert wasteland there. It's still as beautiful as it was ever. And I think a lot of cases can be made when you talk to people in ag industry that agriculture actually is an enhancement environmentally for, if you want to talk wetlands and fairy shrimp and things like that. You know, cattle grazing actually is a good thing for those when you're talking about those types of lands. So, you know, it isn't really based on science. It's based on somebody's ability to muscle these locals here and make them example as a template. They can do that to other areas of the state or across the country. This dam removal thing, they just can't wait to have this as their big prize, head on the stick, that what they've done in Siskiyou County, and make that the example for other dams around the nation.
Well, that's another thing, is that they dropped these dams. We've gone away with hydroelectric power. We put 100 years of silt down the rivers, and again, it's costing people, again, based on a bureaucracy. And
well, you talked about silt.
Yeah,
the silt built up behind the dams.
Yeah, 100 years of silt.
It's not going to help at all.
Well, Senator, I mean, do the environmentalists have such a sway over the Assembly and the Senate that you can't introduce a bill to cut their funding if they do this?
I think you could probably answer your own question there, but yeah, the answer is pretty much.
Pretty much rhetorical question.
when we try to do things for timber management, and we've had some small strides in that area, but by and large, it's still seen as, I think, a religious thing for some of those on the very far edge of the environmental movement, that you don't cut a tree. And I think if they feel they can economically run everybody out of that livelihood, then it reverts to different ownership. Because if you can't farm your land, if you can't cut the timber off of it in a reasonable way, then the land has no value. If you don't have water for your ag land isn't worth much. And so that means a change of ownership.
Is this shifting
of who the property owners are?
Okay, so is this a way you might be saying is they're forcing people out of the hinterlands, out of the nature areas, farmlands and ranch lands into the city?
Well, there seems to be, via bills like AB 32 and another one called SB 375, where everybody wants in Sacramento and these bureaucracies wants to have these planned walkable communities, which the bottom line is they want everybody to live in little 900 square foot bunny hutches, as I call them. And I'm not knocking anybody with a small house, but they shouldn't be able to force everybody to live how they want. They want everybody stacked together. They want everybody in walkable neighborhoods so you can walk down to your little market and you can walk down to your little coffee shop or do it on your bike. Those are nice things, but don't force everybody into that. You know, the people I know this district, some like city life or urban life or being in town, and a lot of them like to be out of town and be able to do as they see fit with their lives and raise their kids how they want. And so this whole push is getting people to live in generic little tiny neighborhoods and get them to follow how they see fit instead of individual choice.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you know what? This is the same thing that Senator Nielsen is looking at. He says, what's going on? You know, it's like they're trying to force people away from the country, you know, by taking everything and then confiscating land in the sense of, oh, let's make this into a conservatism, you know, or this is a monument in this. Hey,
Too hard to control out in the country. Yeah. You know, we own guns. We stand up for our own rights. It's, you know, it's like Obama was making fun of 4 years ago. We hold on to our religion and our guns out there, and that's harder to control.
Yeah.
People thinking for themselves.
Yeah, Senator, we got to take a break from the news, but we'll be right back after the news. Our guest, Senator Doug Lamoff, will be right back after the news.
This is a Fox News alert. I'm Ron Flatter. Michelle Bachmann is speaking right now in West Des Moines, Iowa, where she has just suspended her presidential campaign, saying, quote, I am standing aside. She finished sixth in last night's Republican caucus there. Fifth place Rick Perry says he'll keep going, using Twitter to say he'll campaign in South Carolina. Mitt Romney was a winner in Iowa by just 8 votes. Runner-up Rick Santorum already thinking New Hampshire.
We will be in New Hampshire. We'll spend our time there. And with your help and God's grace, we'll have another fun night a week from now.
Ron Paul, third in Iowa. Fourth, Newt Gingrich, who's already bought a big ad in New Hampshire.
Today he put an ad in the Union Leader going after Mitt Romney as a Massachusetts moderate. So whether or not that will impact this race with voters that are actually very familiar with Mitt Romney already, we have yet to see.
Fox's Molly Lyon in Manchester, New Hampshire. This is a Fox News alert.
If you're an AARP member, it may take time to switch your auto insurance. The AARP Auto Insurance Program from The Hartford is now available through Cisco Insurance Services in Mount Shasta, Redding, and Burney. Call Cisco Insurance Service at 243-224-2345 for your free no-obligation quote. Learn more about special rates, benefits, and services designed especially for AARP members. Discover why more than 3 million AARP members are enjoying special benefits like lifetime renewability, a lifetime repair guarantee, even a 6-point claim guarantee. You can also choose extra benefits like disappearing deductible, all at rates that can save you money. Get this one-of-a-kind auto insurance program for AARP members and enjoy the benefits of a national program, but still be able to walk into a local office and talk to someone regarding your policy. Cisco Insurance Services, located in Redding, Mount Shasta, and Burney, 530-224-2345, and discover the AARP Auto Insurance Program from The Hartford.
Many of life's failures are from people who did not realize how close they were to success when they gave up. Thomas Edison knew what he was talking about. Five-Star Bank wants to be your partner in success. It's a great big financial world out there, and having some smart people to count on is so important. Five-Star Bank has those smart professionals to give you the kind of advice and support so needed in today's business. Smart people doing good business. You may not be trying to invent a light bulb, but starting and running a small business can seem just as daunting. Great inspiration and wisdom can be had from those who were there before you and I. Five-Star Bank wants to be there for you. Visit us, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call us at 223-6652. On the web at fivestarbank.com. Five-Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, home of Free Fire Media. I'm Carl and DeBott, 8:33 in the morning. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop off Athens Avenue. Great haircuts, great prices, discounts for military, man's last stronghold. What else can I say? Cypress Square Barbershop. I go there, Bad Bob goes there, John goes there, and if the senator was here, he'd go there. So... And our guest is Senator Doug LaMalfa. Good morning, Senator.
Good morning.
Okay, Senator, we have a question. We have somebody calling in. Okay, Gary, you got a question for the senator?
Yes, real quick.
Speak up.
Senator, good morning.
Hey, Gary, how are you?
I wanted to bring up, you were talking a minute ago about SB 375 and AB 32. We've got that going on right here in Shasta County with the Shasta Air Quality Management District called the Climate Action Plan. And folks really need to start getting interested in what's going on there, because our world's going to change with what's coming up. And then the other question is the Strategic Vision Group that's looking into finding new sources to fund the Department of Fish and Game.
Yeah, you're right on top of that. I appreciate that. The Fish and Game is looking to self-fund even more so than they may be now with that means ramping up fines, seeking new ways to force people to get permits they don't really need or historically haven't needed. And if you have a self-funding organization like that or any other government agencies, excuse the French, but they're going to unleash the hounds of hell on people with regulations because they have to get their own money. The state budget is a wreck, and they don't seem to be slowing down on any of the ideas they have on fiddling around with water tracking or ostensibly water quality, what is needed for fish, etc. And the proof isn't in the pudding on the results, so it's really more of a way to fund bureaucracies, and we have to combat that.
Geez, just something else, huh? John Dixon's in our studios with us. Senator's got a question about the redevelopment.
Good morning, Senator LaMalfa. How are you this morning?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Listen, generally what I'd like to know is what the feeling is in Sacramento about the closing of the redevelopment agencies and whether it is going to be completely universal throughout the state or if there's going to be some stay open and some close.
Well, with the decision here by the court the other day, which has backed up what Governor Brown and most of the Democrats in the legislature wanted to do, it looks like it's pretty much the death knell. Now, there might be ways to keep it going locally, but it's not going to enjoy
state support.
The way the state has allowed the taxes to flow in the past. So, I mean, I have things that could be critical about how redevelopment has worked statewide, generically, in the past. You know, when you talk about how eminent domain has been used in some areas, but it's worked quite fine in Northern California, where eminent domain, by and large, hasn't been used. We've had, beat back a couple of brush fires there locally, but that said, I was opposed strongly to the government of California taking over the redevelopment because it just fuels the fire of the dysfunction of the state budget process. It wasn't fixing itself. It was just looking for other pots of money to steal from, and that was one of the areas where it decided to victimize it. So the court has backed that up by the state pretty much completely wiping it out, and so here we are. I don't think that there's a whole lot of mechanisms for it to come out of it other than it being supported locally, because the state is not going to work very well, I think, with local government once again in order to keep that alive, because the state wants the money. The state wants those property tax dollars that have been flown through into more local issues. So, but it didn't help fix the state's dysfunction in its budget.
So we're not looking at any groups to really encourage new business in California then?
Well, it's not going to come through that particular angle there, and there's going to be real effects on that. For example, San Diego had big ideas on redoing its stadium down there in order to keep its sports teams there, and I think they're really afraid that means now that L.A. is going to be able to grab their NFL franchise.
Seems to be happening.
So it's really going to put things in quite a different light around the state as far as how locals are going to do that. Some reforms were needed, I think, in the system, but I think this is really a radical one. And again, I think the biggest disappointment is that it helps fuel the dysfunction of the state budget process by being able to come after this pot of billions of dollars that had been at the local level.
Yeah. But there is some good news, though, right, Senator, about the high-speed rail?
I'm going to put a bill over later this morning on revote the rail, we're calling it, putting it back on the ballot in front of the voters. They, by a bare 52%, passed it in November of 08,
But they didn't have all the information on the rail. They were told it would only cost $33 billion. They weren't told much about how much land it was going to be trampling, private property. You know, eminent domain is going to be a big issue on that if it goes forward. The price has tripled to nearly $100 billion. We thought that at this time it would really be that. And so now it's finally been borne out. Yet another report came out yesterday by the peer review group that is an arm of the High Speed Rail Authority that shows that their business plan doesn't work, their ridership is optimistic, and they're asking that this legislature not fund them. And that is actually an arm of the rail authority itself. Of course, the main authority is still fighting it and in la-la land. But the polling has turned on the thing. People are scared of what this is going to cost the state, meaning them, on their schools, on law enforcement, on prison space and everything else in order to have a la-di-da rail system that probably not many people are going to ride.
Well, the group said in a report, and this is we can't overemphasize the fact that moving ahead without credible sources of funding is going to represent an immense financial risk on the part of the state of California without appropriate management. You know, all these things, it's just everything you've been saying, everything that we've all been beating the drum on about why are we doing this when it makes no sense at all. Well, maybe we can get one thing turned around here.
Well, I think so. And I'm sorry that our big win is something that's not positive, but instead just stopping a negative. I'd like to do positive things here. But as we've talked about earlier, the atmosphere in California hasn't quite caught up to the idea that you have to have people conducting business in order to have an economy. So in the interim, if we can stop this $100-plus billion boondoggle and have the voters have another chance at it, and I'm going to need everybody's help on that. So we're going to let you know soon what bill number it is and then start it through the process.
Well, we'll be
everybody to get behind that. And so,
well, we'll be doing that. Last question.
I'm optimistic because the polling is out there. The editorial pages are talking about this. Like, you know, even people that thought the rail is a great idea, and I'm not anti-rail, but just the thought here of the cost and the ridership, there's a cost-benefit ratio to everything you do. There's a risk-reward factor. The risk is too high, reward too low, cost too high, benefit too low of what else we could do with this money and with this
Land asset. Okay, last quick question here is, Iowa caucus was last night. Bachman, as we predicted, dropped out this morning. Perry has gone back to Texas. What do you think of the Iowa caucus?
I thought it was pretty exciting here for a guy to come out of nowhere that, you know, just doesn't do the usual big pile of money and campaign machine like that. So I like a lot about Santorum there, and that he talks about traditional values and he actually lives them. That doesn't mean I've really, you know, gotten behind one or the other here, but you're going to see a shaking out by the next two primaries here. If Huntsman doesn't do really well in New Hampshire, then he'll probably be out after.
Yeah, he finished last in Iowa.
South Carolina. He said that deal about they pick corn in Iowa, they pick presidents in New Hampshire, so that probably didn't help them in
Iowa. That probably wasn't a big thing to be saying there.
So I kind of see it that if he doesn't home runs in New Hampshire, then he'll probably still have some semblance of campaign in South Carolina, but he'll be out by South Carolina if he doesn't do well in New Hampshire.
Yeah.
If Perry doesn't hit home runs in either one, he'll be out by after South Carolina. I think South Carolina is going to knock three or four out of them after that point.
I think so too. I think it'll be down to two, maybe three, at that.
Yeah, I think you'll see Paul all the way till the end. Of course, Romney till the end. I think Santorum hangs around quite a bit longer, and you will just see what kind of momentum he gets. I think Gingrich hangs around a long time.
I figured Gingrich would go he's putting a lot of effort in South Carolina and Florida. So if he doesn't get something there, I think that he's going to walk off.
We'll know a lot after South Carolina and a little more after Florida. Then after that, who the heck knows? So,
right. Yeah. Hey, are you going to be able to stay? Your people were saying you had to go back to work here.
I've got to get running. Okay. We got to get down here and stop high cost rail, man. So,
okay. Well, you know what?
I appreciate it, and I look forward to being on with you again. How about we try it in a week or so? Maybe after the governor's budget comes out.
I'd like to do that. I'd like to do that, Senator. Yeah, we want to talk about that because there's a lot of other things, too, we need to fill in, too. Thanks a lot, Senator. Doug Amalfa.
God bless you both, and we'll talk to you soon.
You bet. All right, we're going to take a quick break here. Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460.
Be sure to Attend the Bridal Guide Wedding Show, Sunday, January 15th, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Simpson Event Center, Simpson University. Casta View and College Drive, more than 150 vendors, lots of prizes. See you there.
Getting into college doesn't happen magically. You have to take the right classes now, like Algebra 2, Biology, and a Foreign Language. Learn more at knowhowtogo.org.
Brought to you by the American Council on Education, Lumina Foundation for Education, and the Ad Council.
He drove his car to the shop, slammed on the brakes, and yelled, "You've got to help me. I don't know if I'm going crazy or if my car is possessed." Don Steck, Coachmaster, Collision Repair. His car had been repaired after a collision, but now it had a mind of its own. It would suddenly pull violently to one side or the other, and he never knew when it would occur. He was at wit's end. He had taken the car back multiple times to the shop that repaired it. It was test driven 8 times. I walked around the car and could see evidence of a side impact, which gave me a clue to the problem. "I think I know what's wrong," I said. I put the car on the frame rack and compared its dimensions to a blueprint. As I suspected, the unibody was bent through the center of the vehicle. A test drive is an opinion. A blueprint is a fact. This vehicle should have been blueprinted before the repair. And no, the car was not possessed. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Come into Bibles, Books, and More, the Good Book Store at 2025 Hilltop Drive near the corner of Mistletoe and Hilltop. Locally owned and operated since 2007, personalized customer service is our specialty. Here at Bibles, Books, and More, we offer on-site Bible imprinting and mail-to-jail services. Special orders are no problem at Bibles, Books, and More, the Good Book Store at 2025 Hilltop Drive.
This is Carl Bott. I'm with Chef John Stadelli right here at Anselmo Vineyards. I'm back in the kitchen.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Thanks for stopping by.
Well, you know, I love it here. What's on the menu for today?
Today we're rolling out some special raviolis for Grandma Valia.
Beef, raviolis, salad, fish. You know, if you go to Anselmo's, it's going to be a superb meal.
Always made fresh with a ton of passion.
Well, that's why we like dining there.
Anselmo Vineyards, just a short drive from Palisadro. Anselmo Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination getaway.
This is Free Fire Radio with your hosts Carl and Linda Bott.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media and Carl and Linda Bott, 8:46 in the morning. My gosh, we're almost out of time here. This portion of the show is brought to you by Estate Granite and Marble. Give them a call at 241-7866. Mike Huber, he does beautiful work. Granite and Marble, spruce up your bathroom, spruce up your kitchen, outside, you name it, he can do it. And he's got plans for all budgets. You just need to have him come out, take a look at your house, and say, you know, hey, I'd like to, you know, put some marble counters in here, granite counters, boom. Great work, great guy. 241-7866 or 241-STONE. Give Mike a call. Okay, we just had Senator Doug Lamoff on talking about the only good news is negative news is that we can stop. Looks like we're stopping the rail to nowhere, thank God. I mean, $100 million, and even their own peer review group says it has no management. It's using these inflated numbers for riders. And it's going to cost $100 million, and it's just, you know, it's going to be a huge disaster for our state. The same thing as this electric, you know, the renewable energy. Hey, John Dixon is with us. Hey, John, what do you got?
$100 billion.
What did I say?
$100 million.
Oh, $100 billion. Okay. Oh, you know, those B's and those M's, they're interchangeable with our senators and congressmen anyway. At least it wasn't $100 trillion.
It might be.
You know, I'm getting a lot of comments here in the chat room is that the fish and game people are going out asking for people to help them enforce the laws out there. Is that like a, you know, is this you start informing on your neighbor type thing? The other thing is, did I just see, is that the Humane Association was brought into the Department of Fish and Game to work on their cow tip and the poaching? Isn't the Humane Association, aren't they against hunting? I mean, I'm just wondering about that. I thought that was a interesting part that they've made, you know, the American Humane Association is being part of it. We'll talk about that sometime too. Tomorrow We're going to have in a group of Randy Denman here with a couple other people. We're going to be launching a business show. Now, it's not just business. I should say that's kind of a misnomer. It's called Shasta Startup, and it's going to be from successful businesses around here. We have businesses in this town that have that do international work. They do national work. That comes right here from Reading. People writing software that's being bought up immediately. We're going to have the experts here talking about the positive aspects of doing business in the North State. Now, positive aspects. Every time you see something start up, like, oh, hey, look, we're getting ready to do something out at Stillwater. Immediately, anonymous bloggers start attacking it, no matter what it is. And, John, you know you're here. I mean, you put your name on stuff.
I'm one of those anonymous bloggers.
No, you put your name on stuff here. But, you know, people that put the anonymous bloggers that put their names out there that start talking about how horrible it is, how horrible it is, how horrible, without even knowing what it is.
Absolutely.
Well, this show is going to give that other side, is that, hey, yes, we have problems here. And she has to kind of with fees and regulations, but we can work on those. But as far as being a climate where people could bring businesses here, or people are starting businesses right here in Shasta County, and they've been successful with them. We're going to talk about how they've been successful, tips on doing that, and the men and women coming in here to do the show. It's not just one person all the time. It's going to be different groups coming in here.
You know,
it's going to start right after our show on Fridays from 9 to 10.
An attempt to diffuse the contrarians of our community who have nothing positive to say about what can be done and what will be done is essential. And I think that if we do something to improve the business climate even a little bit by providing the other side of the coin here, it's going to be worthwhile.
Well, that's what we're here for. You know, it's not just all one way. You know, yeah, people say, well, you're just, you know, you're cheerleading for Shasta County in the North State. Hello.
Yeah.
Yes, we are. Yes, you know, not only
Someone
are we
to.
Cheerleading for them, we're going to turn on some really heavy spotlights on some of this government intervention in our lives. And we're going to have this, and so people can see this all over the North State when we launch that new show in the beginning of March. We're going to talk a lot more about that. Carl Lindebaugh, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. Stand up, be counted, never back down.
Valley Bank, we're making home ownership easier than ever with more lenders and more home loan options. In addition to conventional fixed and adjustable rate mortgages, we now offer VA, USDA, FHA, HomePath, and jumbo loans. And now we're giving you the chance to win one of three $1,000 home improvement gift cards. Any residential mortgage loan funded between June 1 and December 31, 2011 will be automatically entered to win. Just go to NOVB.com and visit our online real estate loan center or any of our convenient locations to complete your pre-approval application. Don't miss out. Apply today online, in person, or call 530-226-2930. More choices, more service. No purchase or account necessary to enter or win. Must be 18 years of age or older to enter. Need not be present to win. See official contest rules for more details. Offer ends December 31, 2011. North Valley Bank, Equal Housing Lender.
Hey, Rick, what are you doing?
Howdy, neighbor. Blowing my leaves into the storm drain.
Well, that's the wrong way to get rid of them.
Well, all the neighbors do it. No one's going to care.
Well, no one except for the person that has to unclog the storm drain.
Oh.
Dumping or blowing your leaves in the street will plug our storm drains and can cause flooding when it rains.
How'd you get so smart?
It's true. Leaves and debris plug the storm drains. Pick them up and put them in the green waste bin. This is a public service announcement from Reading Public Works.
The best part of running my small business? Definitely spending hours on payroll.
I like being my own boss, but I love learning about tax codes.
I started this whole restaurant as an excuse to do payroll paperwork.
Ah, the joys of payroll. Hours spent on paperwork that should be spent on your business. That's why over a million small business owners use Intuit Payroll. It makes paying employees and filing tax forms quick and easy. See for yourself with a 30-day free trial of Intuit Payroll. Learn more at payroll.com.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment in business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Well, I won't back down.
No, I won't back down. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460, home of Free Fire Media and Carl and Linda Bott. You know, the people that put us on, you know, all the advertisers there, and I hope you all go out and visit them. And these are great people, like Tobacco and Brew, Espresso Joe's, Joel and Shelley, super people, Discounts for Veterans. They do so much for our community. 2143 Hilltop Drive. You know what, hon?
How you doing?
It's the
it's been a big day. It's always a big day.
Well, you know what? It's just when you look at the things that are going on out there, you know, we're lucky to have John Dixon here. He's in here, our chat room. Great bunch of people, our listeners, people that support us here. And the thing about it is there are things going on. There are movements going on in our country that are a little bit, in some ways you look at it, they're just, you know, you have to start wondering about it. And the way you stop things, the way you stop losing your rights is by putting the light on it and getting people involved. Siskiyou County is one thing. This latest bill signed by Obama, I've got to take a good look at this. I'm not going to be rushed into people, you know, the National Security Act, or where people can be supposedly be held without a trial. They can arrest Americans for terrorism, you know, et cetera, et cetera. I'm not sure that's what it says, though everybody said, oh, no, this is where that's what it is. Well, I'm going to read the bill and see if does it really say that. And then we need to really talk about that one. Is that something that our elected representatives, like Wally Herger, Feinstein, and Boxer supported? I mean, I've got to take a look at this. Does it really say that the government can arrest us with no warrant just because they say we're a terrorist?
Carl, as you were saying that, I was thinking to myself that diversity, the diversity of our nation, requires constant vigilance, because we have to pay attention to what's being done to us and for us. What you were just talking about, can they arrest us? That's something we'd better find out, and we'd better
pay need to know about that.
Adequate vigilance to what they're doing and why they're doing it.
Well, you know, and
what's
then,
the purpose?
Then you talk about this Agenda 21. Agenda 21 is you know, big buzzword now, is where they're forcing people from the in the country back to the cities, where you can have your 900 square foot lots and you have your little walking trails, and it's a lot easier to run electricity and the environment, but it's also there for control, put us in the rabbit warrens. Is that truly a movement, or when you start seeing all these things, it's, you know, who possibly could be controlling this, or is this just something that's evolving? And my thought on that is you've got to take a look. And if this is happening and this is happening and this is happening, then somebody needs to stop. If you can break the chain, it's like a terrorism chain. You break the chain of the terrorist, you set them back. So,
Carl, it is an absolute movement. And I'm just going to real quick say, I had a professor of ecology at San Jose State 35 years ago outline the fact that the government would prefer to have us all in pods, that it would require public transportation, local stores and everything within those pod groups, that they could go ahead and shop from, and that you could be controlled on that type of a basis, is the only way it is going to make the population controllable.
Yeah.
There is a movement. It has to be.
And there's something else too. Bad Bob, come here. You're talking about can you talk about that piracy thing, you know, the Piracy Act?
The SOPA, Stop
this
Online
is
Piracy
huge.
Act.
This is,
yes,
this could be even worse.
Is a blunt instrument that if a agency determines that any piece of a website, a snippet of music, a quote from a book, is copyrighted, they can, in fact, force the entire website, all everything else on the website, to shut down. And they are making the website operators, the hosting agencies, responsible for this. And it is a very chilling effect on the open resource of information exchange that we call the internet.
So, yeah, and so what it means is that they're saying, oh, this is to keep people from pirating music in theater, in movies. But in reality, they can use it for anything. It's one of those broadly written laws that are just terrible. That means, oh, yeah, that's what we mean now. And that's what you're not concerned about.
So
now, it's 10 years from now.
Don't put Old MacDonald on your website.
Or something.
Happy birthday. We could be shut down for playing Happy Birthday.
Wow.
Okay, we've only got like 30 seconds
left. That's a terrifying thought right there.
All these little laws are going on and all these initiatives that are poorly written but have such a huge impact on us. That's what I mean. We have to get engaged. You got to show light on it. And like a snake or a slug, it'll go back underneath its
vigilance
rock.
Vigilance all the way.
That's right. Okay.
You feel the wall going up brick by brick?
Yeah. Well, that's, you know what? Look at these. We'll bust those walls down.
Stand up.
Take a stand. Fight back. It's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
KCNR, Shasta Redding.